Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.
Welcome back to another episode of Lending Forward. Today's guest needs absolutely no introduction. Steve Richmond is here with us. He is an industry vet. He has spoken to probably every single one of us at some point at an MBA event or some other industry event. But Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Are you kidding me? I had to like ask you guys to get onto your podcast. I have so much fun with it. I know so many people over there and I like every single person at your company. So I dig you.
Well, good. That's awesome. We dig you back and we're excited to have you on. We have heard so much about you from people that have been to different industries. But before we dive into that, I do want to kind of hear your story because I think it's Your background's on your website, and I just think it's funny that you were a litigation attorney, and now you have this huge following of people that love to hear you speak because you're so entertaining and you're so full of energy. Litigation attorneys and energy don't always mix. So tell me how you got here.
I went to law school because my dad said, please finish law school. And I said, I don't want to stay in law school. He said, please finish law school. So I finished law school and I was a litigator for 4 years and I hated every minute of it. I hated everything about it. I was in the courtroom. I did not enjoy it. And a very good friend of mine, he had a mortgage company. He says, dude, you could sell anything to anybody. You hate your job. How much do you make? I said, this is how much I make. He goes, here's a 10% raise. You want to start on Monday? I said, okay. And ta-da, that was 1996 is when I started in this business. So went into that, was working at a mortgage company. I was an AE, I was an LO, and then I was in charge of production. And then I took over the front end of the house and he ran the back end and I'm doing the training and on and on and on we go. And I realized I actually like the training a little bit better than all the production stuff. So I went in, worked for a company, teaching negotiations across the country. It's called the Power of Nice, the Shapiro Negotiations Institute. Wonderful people over there. And then a place called GE Mortgage Insurance came knocking on my door. I don't know if you ever heard of them. They don't exist anymore, but GE became Genworth. Now it's Enact Mortgage Insurance. You pick whichever name you want. And GE says, we're looking for somebody with a mortgage, sales, training, RESPA, legal, compliance background. I'm like, hey, I'm like the only person on the planet to fit that bill. And I started doing consulting for our customers. It was a part called At the Customer, For the Customer. I would go in and I'd re-engineer their processes and stuff like that. And then they would say, that's awesome. We need a speaker for lunch. I said, I can do that. And my company's like, what? I'm like, ah, let's just try it. And I did it once. They're like, now just do that. So I've been on the road basically since about 2000 speaking and doing all of this, running around, talking to well over 500,000 people, trying to spread the gospel. Love this business. Love what we're doing. Love the people that are in this business. And that's sort of what brings me here today. I finally just said, okay. But the reason I'm doing this now on my own, quite frankly, is because when COVID hit, I was doing about 180 gigs a year.
Oh, my goodness.
And when, you know how when you drive to work, you drive 45 minutes to work and then you drive 45 minutes home and you're like, how can you do that? But when you do it every day, you don't pay attention to it. Well, once I sat home for COVID, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I miss being home. I was like, I can't do 180 gigs anymore. So I figured out, okay, if I go out on my own, here's what my number needs to be. This is where I'm going to be. And boom, here I am today.
Oh my goodness. Well, you're still a busy guy. I'm seeing you all over the place on LinkedIn. I feel like you've done.
But I'm not too busy for you. There you go.
Which I deeply appreciate. I do appreciate that. But you are still all over the place. And so, you know, Jeff and I were talking a little bit about how we wanted this episode to go. And I really want to hear, what is the most common thing you're getting asked to speak on? Because you are going to so many different events. I'm assuming you're also doing company events. You're talking to LOs, you're talking to management, you're talking to everybody. What is there a common theme right now?
Right now, yeah. I mean, I used to speak a lot on production, a lot on how to get in front of real estate agents, but now that inventory's down and rates are up and there's not a lot of happiness right now in our industry, okay? And the concept is, so I created a program called A Cynic's Guide to Motivation, Success, and Happiness. And 80% of the time right now that people want me to talk, they're like, yeah, pepper this in, pepper that in, but the core of it is that Cynic's Guide to Motivation, Success, and Happiness. And it really comes down to just a few things. The first thing is, I'm not saying tomorrow, but the mortgage industry is going to be okay. At the end of the day, I'm looking at the two of you. You know what you're in? You're each in a house. You know what you each have? You each have a mortgage. This is not something this is not the beta tape. This is not the 8-track. This is not Photomat. This is not something that's going away. This is a bump in the road. I was at a conference last week in Michigan Mortgage Lenders Association. Wonderful conference, and I believe the networking is so important right now in today's world, right? So that's one of the things that I always talk about. But they said 24% of LOs did not renew their license.
Wow.
To me, what a great time to make sure I'm in this business. Because you know what I just lost? I just lost 24% of the competition.
Absolutely.
So we got 24% less of the competition right now. And what's happening? We still have so many of these Gen Zers that are first-time home buyers that are on the sidelines, that there's not the inventory out there to have that happen right now. As soon as that starts to relax, you're going to have a flood of people trying to get into homes. And so I just say, I totally agree. It's not great right now, but if you're playing the long game, we're here. Real estate's here. Mortgage isn't going anywhere. The other thing I always say is right now you got to call on builders. Call on builders. Right now, I just read today, it came out. I posted it on LinkedIn this morning. It said right now about 25% of all purchases are new home construction. We were looking at like 11, 12% for a little bit of time when things were really hairy and rough. So you're looking at 1 in 4. If you're not calling on a builder right now and you're a producer, you got to go there. So, and when you walk in, be happy, have a smile. Don't walk in and say, this is horrible, isn't it? Oh, can't wait to do business with you. I mean, you know, that's sort of where we are. I'm sorry. I'm speaking way too much.
I want you to speak the whole time.
This is great.
So here's the other thing I'm talking about. See, look at that. I won't even let you ask.
And then we'll let Jeff go.
It's a concept called IMA. And I'm now baking IMA into that. I'm going to help you grow your business. I'm going to talk to you. IMMA. Because everybody always says is information power. Information is not power. Power is what you do with the information. Okay? So you got the information, but then you still need an M, M, and an A. Information mindset. I tell you something, that around 25% of all purchases are from what?
Referral.
From a builder. So now that's the message that I just got. I got the message that you got to be going after builders. That's the M. Then there's the mindset. Maybe I should be going after builders. This economy is going to be okay. You still need to be in housing. What's the action going to take? I'm reaching out to a builder today. So information, mindset, message, action. That's how you get the power from that information.
Love it, Steve. Love it. Hey, so I know the message that you're talking about now, and we're saying the same messages. You know, it's all about, you know, it's going to be, you know, this is a blip. We don't know how long that blip is, but it is just a blip. What do you enjoy talking about right now? Like, what do you enjoy talking about that you don't get to normally? Because now's your time.
First off, you said this is just a blip. Yeah. I'm looking at this. It's just a blip.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a blip.
True.
I think right now what I'm talking about a lot more, it's less of the skill set. It's less of the product. It's less of the specific and the number. It's more of the mindset. It's more of the stuff that doesn't just help you in the business, but it's going to help you in everyday life.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, I know, and Hannah, I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. You're going to ask me at the end of this podcast, hey, how do you lend it forward? And so one of the things that I talk about, I go through the four rules that you have to have. And one of those rules is everyone has to be involved in a community or a charity cause. You have to be involved in a community or a charity cause. Yep. Why? Because when you're involved in a community or charity cause, you make someone else happy. And when you make someone else happy, you make yourself happy. But hold on a second, mortgage professionals, there's a third win there. It's not win-win, it's win-win-win. See, when you get involved in a community or a charity cause, you just grew your overall network. And who did you grow your network with? People that have gotten to know you, like you, and trust you because they met you through what? A community or a charity cause, which is exactly the type of people that you want in your network. So I'm really enjoying being able to talk about that as opposed to DTI and, you know, what are the new rules about QM and where's the CFPB looking? And I mean, is that stuff still important? Absolutely. But I'm concentrating on some other things right now.
And mindset is so huge. I mean, we talk about mindset all the time. We just had a sales summit where that's all we talked about, I feel like, was mindset. And so when you're going in and you've got these, you know, actionable takeaway items, the business is there. You do have to work a little harder for it. People are working extra. They're working double for probably half, you know, the business that they're used to getting, but they're setting the foundation. They're setting the foundation. They're building those community groups. They're building their referral partners. How are you breaking through to them that it is going to be okay? Because you do still have, you know, I'm just going to call them negative Nancy's out there where, you know, they're just so, oh, the media said this and this is what the numbers show and my market's doing this. How do you break out of that?
The year was 2000. Okay, let's go back in the world. So it's funny the way you asked that. So it was 2000, and that's when I was working for the Shapira Negotiation Institute. I'm going to try this all back to what we talked about earlier. The Shapira Negotiation Institute was founded by a guy named Ron Shapiro. Ron Shapiro, if you don't know who he is, in Baltimore, he's a Baltimore legend. Mm-hmm. Because he is a sports agent and he has more Hall of Fame baseball players that he represents than anybody else in history. And one of his most famous person that he represented was Cal Ripken. So I was speaking to a group, this is before I was still in the mortgage game, but I was doing negotiations training. But I was speaking to a group and I got a question very similar to what you just asked there, Hannah. And I created what was called the Cal principle. I'm like, perfect, it fits right in with our business model right here, Cal. And anytime you're facing a situation, and Lord knows we're facing a situation right here, right now, today in the mortgage industry, you can do one of three things. You can see it, you can A it, you can L it. That's your only choice. So the first one's going to be see it. What does that stand for? Change it. But before you can change it, you got to ask yourself a question. Do I have the power to change it? I can't change rates. I can't change inventory. I can change my mindset. I can change my actions. I can change my schedule, but I can't change certain things. I can do my mindset. I can do my actions. Now what do I need to do? I can either A it or L it. And A means accept. What is accept? Accept does not mean this. Fine. This is the way it's going to be. I'm going to be miserable and I'm going to make you all miserable too. No. See, that's calf, C-A-L-F. That's fighting. No, acceptance is not fighting it. It's saying, this is what it's going to be. How are we going to make it happen? And if you wake up every day, and I do mean this from the bottom of my heart, if you wake up every day and you're like, I hate this industry, I hate my company, I hate everything, leave. That's the L. 25% of people decided to leave the industry, and that's okay. And my answer is that's not only good for the industry, that's good for that individual to leave. Because if you're miserable and you're fighting it every day, you're making yourself miserable, you're making your family miserable, you're making your customers and your coworkers miserable. So that's how I look at it. It's C-A-L. Change it, accept it, or leave it. And when you make that choice, go all in on it.
Well said, Steve. Well said.
Thanks. That's what I try to do.
I love it. So, Steve, do you talk to real estate agents too, or do you only speak with like mortgage professionals?
I speak with a lot of real estate agents. What I find is lenders will come up. I take this as a compliment. Everybody could do this, but they say, wow, that was really good. Would you talk to my real estate agents for me? I'm like, sure. If you want to bring in 50, 100 real estate agents and have a lunch, a breakfast, I do something called wine and wisdom, mm-hmm. but be a little happy hour involved. But whatever it is, it's the same kind of message. But I look at real estate and I look at mortgage, and that's peanut mm-hmm. butter and jelly. You know, rates went up. Oh, that only affects mortgages? No, it doesn't. That affects real estate too. And they want to know what's going on in real estate. Inventory's down. That's not just real estate. That affects mortgages. So they really go together, and it makes, for lack of a better term, my job easier to do the same message to both groups of people, get them on the mm-hmm. same page, and figure out what actions you can do as a team.
And the mindset things just go across the board too. I mean, there's literally no difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
It's okay. Are you seeing that agents and their mortgage partners are not on the same page? I mean, is that coming up a lot, or do you see them really starting to team up, really starting to work together to really get those, you know, activities and those mindsets and everything rolling?
Too hard of a generalization. Okay. I can't give you the one thing that I see. One thing that I'm watching the real estate agents try and figure out right now is second source of income. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching them trying to talk to the lenders. Hey, how can I get more income out of this? Can I be a real estate agent mm-hmm. and a loan officer at the same time and work for the same company? So they're looking at it very, I'm seeing certain ones are looking at very at an income-based mm-hmm. level. You have another group that's still sitting there that in that transaction mindset. Hi, I know we have this partnership and we've been doing this for 12 years, but oh my gosh, this appraisal came in low and it's all your fault and that's it. And because now we're short on inventory, boom, and they drop you. And then you have the ones that believe what partnership is and get on the same page and say, we're doing this together. You're my guy. You're my gal. You're the person I'm mm-hmm. working with. So I don't mean to not answer your question, Hannah, but I can't. I see those three yep. buckets.
Well, no.
But I don't see anyone dominating any of
those
three.
I see that. And the reason I ask is we do have agents and loan officers and some other mortgage, you know, industry folks listening throughout our listener base. And so for those agents listening, for the mortgage professionals listening, you have all these great acronyms for everything. That's where I'm going with it.
Yeah, I got your question. You didn't ask it, but I got it. Got it. It's like, so how do you calm down? How do you get everybody yep. on the same page? Look, I'm even going to go before when I was at the Negotiations Institute. I'm going to go to when I was an attorney. The reason, and we've all heard the phrase, a person who represents him or herself has a fool for a client, right? You should never represent yourself in a court of law. Why? Because emotion is involved. And what ends up it's like, oh, well, if I have to go to jail now, if I'm going to lose all this money, right? The emotion, and then you're not thinking clearly. And I think that's really what's happening in this industry right now, is both on mortgage and real estate people, is they're getting all emotional. They lost that one deal. And so, as you said, their income has decreased, and now they lost that one. And what happens? They start spinning out mm-hmm. of control and spinning out of control, right? I mean, what they will tell you is, and her name's Kelly something. I can't think of her last name. Kelly McGonigal. What she'll say about stress is not good for you, but how you feel about stress is worse for you than the stress. You hear what I just said?
Yep.
If you think stress is bad, that's worse than mm-hmm. the stress. Have you ever been in a situation, and we all have, where you want to laugh at something and you're not allowed to laugh? So what do you want to do? You want to laugh a little bit harder. And now you start laughing at yourself, not being able to laugh. And it compounds, right? It compounds. It's sitting there. It's the same thing with stress. You start to get a little bit stressed out. Same thing with emotions. You start to get a little emotional about it. Then you get more stressed out. Now you're stressed out about getting stressed out. Now you're stressed out that you're stressed out and you don't know how to stop getting stressed out. So now you have more stress and you have more emotion. And what have you just done? You're not thinking about the logic of how to proceed. So if at all possible, get that stress out. Understand that stress actually can be very good for you in small doses because it actually gets things done. But if you keep fearing the stress and feeding the stress and feeding the negative emotion, that prevents you from taking the positive action.
See, I knew you were going to come at me with...
How do you do that? Okay, I'll give you a breathing technique on how to do that. It's 4-6-8. Breathe in for a count of 4, hold it for 6, exhale for a count of 8. Do that 10 times. It will reduce your stress levels.
All right, repeat what you just said, Steve, for all the listeners so they can do it.
4-6-8. Breathe in for 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Slow exhale out. 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay? And you do that. And what it does is it will calm you down because now you're regulating your breath like that. And they actually will teach people, if you're not good at sleeping at night, do that when you're trying to fall asleep. Oh, my mind starts to wander. You start doing 4-6-8, you'll fall asleep faster.
That's a good tip too. All the tips, all the free tips today. Free tip Monday.
Steve, we're trying.
You threw a lot of good stuff out there. And I will tell you, I took pages of notes just doing the podcast. So I think this is going to be one of those episodes that people are going to want to rewind or play again. I mean, there are so many good things that you threw out here, and I greatly appreciate it. Holy moly. No,
yeah, it was really good. You. Steve, I don't mean, we want to obviously promote you because we love you. And we also, you know, we like to help. If somebody wants to find you, where do they find you?
SteveRichman.com. RICHMAN. Not Virginia. None of that. There's no D. Steve Richman. We all need a goal.com. It's the easiest way to find me sitting right there. My email address is on that. Steve@SteveRichman.com. That's
you
where I am.
Super easy. Awesome. Well, you already answered it, but I'm going to ask you again because we have to finish it and you have to come up with a new answer. That is the rule. How do you plan on lending it forward for the remainder of the year?
One, get involved with a community or charity cause. But two, I believe right now I'm doing the best I can, not to just grow my network, but help other people grow their network. There's a large company. Actually, my son works for the company. He got laid off last week. So I'm going, okay, how can I help other people grow their network in these tough times to be able so that they can go somewhere and they can find success? So I'm all about not just networking for myself, but helping other people grow their network.
That's so good too. And I know we were getting ready to end and now I'm going to go into it again, but that is so good. I feel like our industry has been turned upside down in a way where there's so many good people that have lost jobs or friends have lost jobs. And so that's just a phenomenal way to, you know, focus. I think LinkedIn has been a really phenomenal tool for that. I saw somebody today looking for something that kind of broke my heart.
Well, I'll tell you what, LinkedIn, every Friday, I have Grow Your Network on Friday. And I say, this is a person you need to put in your network. So if you want to join me on LinkedIn, Steve Richman, you'll meet all these people in that network trying to do it. Last week was a guy who lost his job. So that's the person who I featured last week. That's how I try to lend.
That's awesome, Steve. Yep. That is great. Well, thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. And I'm sure we will be seeing you very soon.
Thank you so much.
You guys are the best. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.